It's fun. It's good.
What can you tell me about that?
It's a musical adaptation of the book by A.O.N. Ivey called The Snow Child. So it's a musical written from that A.O.N. Ivey's book that was nominated for a Pulitzer. She's from Palmer. Art Roach from Perseverance secured the rights. And it's joint ventured with Molly Smith at the Arena to produce the musical. So the book writers, John Strand out of D.C., the lyricist and co-composer is Georgia Stitt out of New York, and I'm leading up the music. It's an Alaskan story based in the 20s, and we're in development, and there'll be a formal announcement in February as when it will open in Washington, D.C.
Is there any particular aspect of the music that you're working on, the score, the lyrics, or just kind of the arrangement? What are you doing?
I'm doing the score. Yeah, I'll be with score, and then we'll be working on arrangements here in the next couple of months.
Is there going to be kind of a particular set of instruments that might kind of convey the period of the
time? It's Americana, you know, string band stuff. It's the 20s Alaska, so be string band, you know, shades of bluegrass, shades of Americana, a little bit of theater music. So, you know, musical theater has a certain element to it. There's usually an emotional moment, big swing in it. And there's dance, and so we got a choreographer on board. I'm going to be working on that.
You play what?
Strings,
Banjo, guitar?
Mandolin, fiddle, and guitar.
Okay.
Yeah. I got into theater with Molly back in the early 90s, like in 91 or something, pushed myself on her. Because I wanted to do the music for a production she was doing of a Michael Adonji book. It was an adaptation of the collected works of Billy the Kid, which was one of my favorite books. So I just kept persevering, and no pun intended, and she accepted my offer, and we did it, and it worked out. And then I did a number more with them, and then subsequent music director or artistic directors hired me, and had done some stuff with Theater in the Rough, and then Art got me back involved with that Hansel and Gretel thing for the opera, and this one, and some looking at some other things. So yeah, it's a nice alternative to playing in the bars.
So you're going to be gone for Juno for quite a long time then, right?
Oh no, I'm here. I do the work here, and I just ship it back there. I go back every little bit for now and again, but no, there's no reason for me to be back there. We just had some work done where the lyricist Georgia, she got some folks in the studio and did piano vocal and shipped us the tracks, and then I put some boys together and we went up into Studio A and we recorded all the instruments on top of it, and I sent that back to Georgia, and she had her guy back there mix it all down, and then so we don't, you know, you don't have to go anywhere anymore. We produced what we are working with right now live so people can get a vision of what we're doing. During the production, there will be a live band. There'll be a five-piece band on stage with the actors, is what we're being told right now. But everything's in moving. But there's going to be live music. Yeah, no, it's not a canned music. There'll be get some players back there and do that. I've been in productions. It's not my strong suit. You know, I'm better behind the scenes. The script has been developed, or the play has been developed, and the music we've written, 26, 27 pieces, and so that all just kind of keeps moving through. It's sort of, well, if you cook, it's like making stew. Certain things get done before others when you're cooking it down, but it's still rendering, and it will be constantly. It's a very brilliant collaborative effort of this business of making plays. It's quite remarkable, actually. It's much like the building.